It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some Colorado physicians say they're frustrated to see people not wearing masks or social distancing or taking other precautions to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Pamela Valenza is the chief health officer at Clinica Tepeyac, a community clinic in Denver.
It's just incredibly frustrating when we know that we have full ICUs right now in some of our metro hospitals. When we're seeing high volumes of cases, it's challenging and frustrating to see a lot of people flouting, you know, the mask rule, congregating, being indoors with lots of people.
She says patients in her clinic are generally low income and have to work, and she says she wants them to feel like they can do so safely. Teachers from kindergarten through third grade may get more time to complete a required state training on teaching reading. Colorado's Board of Education will vote on the deadline this week. Ann Shimke with the education news website Chalkbeat says the training is part of a 2019 law that aims to improve reading proficiency.
And the deadline was the end of the summer in 2021. So since coronavirus hit, there's been a big pushback because teachers are under a lot of pressure right now. They don't have a lot of extra time for training. They wanted an extension.
Chalkbeat's Ann Shimke. If approved, the new deadline to complete the training would be in January of 2022. A plot of land near the San Luis Valley, now owned by the Bureau of Land Management, is expected to open more hunting and outdoor opportunities to the public. Tony Gorman reports for KRCC.
Known as the Middle Creek Project, it includes 28 acres of land and it improves public access to 8500. It connects U.S. Forest Service land to the west and BLM land to the east. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation helped facilitate its transfer. A video from the organization highlights the area.
The San Luis Valley and features what you'd expect to find in Colorado's high country. Prime wildlife habitat in the form of open grasslands, riparian meadows, aspen groves, and mixed conifer stands that lead to peaks higher than 11,000 feet on adjacent public land.
The BLM office in the San Luis Valley plans to establish a trailhead in the area. It will also assess the land for future recreational opportunities. For KRCC News, I'm Tony Gorman.
Colorado's weather forecast has mostly sunny skies today and through most of the week. Some rain and snow possible by Thursday and Friday. Highs in the 60s around Denver this afternoon. This is CPR News.